The area around Citi Field in Queens is packed with hundreds of tiny auto repair and scrap metal shops. But come Saturday, Willets Point will start to get a bit quieter. That's the deadline for some of those businesses to take advantage of buyouts being offered by the city. If they wait, they may only get about half of what they'll get if they leave now. As WNYC's Janet Babin reports, it's all to make way for what developers promise will be a mixed-use neighborhood of high-rise apartments, a hotel, and retail stores.
To the east of a now empty Citi Field, there are no sidewalks, sewers, or city services. But the pockmarked alleys of this iron triangle bustle with activity. Trucks whiz by filled with scrap metal, Latin music blares from the bodegas, workers play with guard dogs, and customers get their vehicles fixed. Chauffeur Edwin Salon hammers out a deal with shop owner Johnny Yacoubi to fix a ding in his SUV.
And if I wanted to change that, how much is that?
But that one is a separate piece. I'm going to need to ask him. I don't know.
Because I'm just curious, how much would it be to change that?
Salon's family and Yacoubi's go way back.
The minute something happens to my car, we knew. Come to Citi Field.
They're going
to
know me by 10 years another shop. Yep.
But after this week, Salon will have to find somewhere else to get his car fixed because Yacoubi decided to take the city's buyout offer, 12 months rent, if he leaves by the end of the week.
The city said you got to go out from here. So the city, they bought the place.
In exchange, Yacoubi says he got about $15,000. If he'd waited until January 31st, he would have received only half that, and after that date, he'd get nothing at all. The city has bought up about 23 acres here. It plans to sell the parcel for $1 to related companies in Sterling Equities, the developers of Willets Point. Jesse Mazur's the attorney for the developers. He says the group will spend an estimated $150 million to clean up the polluted land. And then
we'll commence construction of a hotel on that remediated land, and a 30,000-square-foot commercial building, most likely to be retail/restaurant.
Eventually, Mazur says there will be thousands of units of residential space that will include 875 affordable housing apartments. The city's been trying for decades to clean up this area. Last month, the city council finally approved the plan, giving the Bloomberg administration the chance to succeed where prior administrations have failed. But the first step is getting the business owners to agree to move out. The New York City Economic Development Corporation coordinated the buyout deal with plans to help the shops relocate. Kyle Kimball is the corporation's president.
We have made significant outreach efforts for the last 5 to 6 years in developing relocation assistance programs.
The city is not doing a relocation. The city is doing evictions.
That's Arturo Alaja, owner of Arthur's Auto Trim Shop in Willets Point. He's part of a group of business owners, many of them Latino, that are opposed to the city's plans. He says the Willets Point shop owners are not getting enough assistance or money to relocate. State Senator Tony Avella agrees. He represents the area in Albany.
So what I'm asking for is the city to extend the relocation deadline and to sit down with these business owners and negotiate fairly.
Avella and the business owners say they've put their faith in the city's new mayor, Bill de Blasio, to make the deal right. They want him to reassess the project, possibly even halt it. Again, here's Kyle Kimball with the EDC.
This is a city with a very powerful mayor and a very powerful mayor system, so I wouldn't say that that's impossible.
During the campaign, de Blasio did promise to end corporate tax giveaways. The Willets Point developers have received about $100 million in subsidies so far, and could potentially receive more concessions pending a decision next week. That kind of money isn't reaching small business owners like Johnny Yacoubi. Even with his settlement from the city, he hasn't been able to find a new space for his auto body shop.
What do you think you're going to do? I keep asking.
We don't know. Nobody knows. You know, nobody knows tomorrow what happened.
Still, Willets Point may not look that much different for some time. The cleanup of the first area is expected to take 2 years. And about 100 businesses located nearby in an area known as Phase 2 of the Willets Point project will continue business as usual for several years after that. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.